That's a hard way to go through the winter.
I already am so sick of the goddamn winter and the snow and the ice and the cold.
Val told me the same thing. I was like, usually you hate the summer. But she's like, yeah, I'm over the winter already.
And that's, you're the one who hates the summer. You have a famous fucking hatred for summer.
I do not care for the summer.
No, your hatred for summer is legendary.
I'd rather die than live another summer.
I will see you at your funeral, I guess in
couple
May.
Couple months.
Yeah.
Couple months.
Yeah.
We're getting close.
All right. Can I give the eulogy?
Yeah.
I mean, Ian can, but mine will be better. We're not recording yet, are we?
We are now, yeah.
Oh, no. Ian, just kidding.
Well, here's what we could do. We'll do a little eulogy after we get started here.
Oh, now you're putting me on the spot.
And then the next time he comes, he can do one, and we'll see.
This is terrible. Don't put my words to the test. Okay, let's do it.
Let's
I like this.
We'll
actually,
let's show
do it
here.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe.
Fuck. Well, hoisted by my own petards? Happening. On my own petards?
My own retard. Hey everybody. Welcome to another great episode. I have Alec across the table from
hey,
me.
Hey everybody.
We're drinking a couple beers.
Fucking A, man.
Pete's beers.
Pete's has Colorado flag on it, but it's got a German word in the middle, so yeah. I'm intrigued.
Kolsch. Oh, I saw my orthodontic rubber bands in. Then I have to take it out so I can talk. You'll tell the difference. Hang on.
I'm hurt that, you know, just our walking and talking doesn't require you to be able to be understood, but that your radio show, you get to take them out. What do I rate, Peter?
How's that now? It's pretty much the same. It's just harder for me to talk louder. Boy, do I hate having braces, huh?
That song, you know, they sucked when I had them in 7th grade, I think.
Yeah.
8th.
Yeah, I remember you had a glow-in-the-dark retainer.
Yeah, I never wore it.
Yeah, no one does.
No, but
no one does.
Here's the funny thing, that you should, because all that money and then, like, your jaw later. Like, I wish I had worn mine, and my sister's teeth got even worse. Went from perfect after the braces to, I think, not great.
Mm-hmm.
So I think she probably regrets it, too.
Yeah.
I wish I could go back. There's some things when you're 15 that you don't do that you're like, just do this, 15-year-old.
I keep questioning because they're telling me when you get these off,
right,
when you get the retainer, you're supposed to still wear it, you know, 8 hours a day.
8 hours a day? Oh, wait. That means sleeping.
Like for the first hour or for the first year.
They mean sleeping,
you're basically supposed
it, right?
to always wear it if you can. No, and sleeping.
Oh, dude. You're not going to, are you?
I mean, I don't know, because here's the thing.
That's true. You just spent...
Yeah.
Ugh.
And this is why no one does it when they're 15, because
yep.
they're like, fuck that shit.
Right. But you're like, I just spent thousands of dollars and 2 or 3 years of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had shit wired into your jaw.
Yeah.
So maybe it wouldn't be
maybe
a great idea.
Seem like, okay. I don't know. I don't know. We'll have to see what happens.
I guess.
I hope that I will.
I hope you wear them,
I
too.
I could just take it out for my hot dates.
Yeah. You'd be like, hey, let
with
me
women.
Take this out.
Yeah. Hold on. I got to take out my orthodontic,
she'll
what
understand.
You call it?
As a 15-year-old herself, she'll understand, because she'll be like, this guy is pretty cool.
You know, I had not thought about, like, not dating a 15-year-old, but let's say a 19-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
And something horrible about that I'd never even considered till just last night.
Okay.
I was thinking about this and I was like, oh, if you date someone who's 19, all their friends are going
to
be like 19.
Yeah.
You're
surrounded
have to hang out with 19-year-old
oh, God.
People.
You're going to have to hear about how, like, graduation party last year sucked because Mark's parents had a keg.
Oh, God.
Uh-huh.
It's like, going to be terrible.
Oh, 19. I can't imagine you even dating a 23-year-old.
No.
So I can't, if you were with a 19-year-old, I think you'd kill yourself.
That's funny. I was thinking about if I did like an online dating, what would my age range be?
Right.
And I did 6 years plus and minus.
Yeah.
I thought would be about yeah. perfect.
I think as a 30-year-old now, 24 is fine. I mean, my wife's 25, so it's a good thing I wasn't like, no.
Yeah. That's a little, I mean, 24 is still young,
what?
But it's not crazy.
How old is Ian?
31.
So Ian's got a +9, at least as far
plus
as we know.
+9.
Yeah. So
+9 battle damage
to my axe, to his flesh axe.
Speaking of dating young ladies,
yes.
Someone was kind enough to give me this poster that was hanging up in town.
Okay.
It was for a Daddy daughter dance.
Oh, dear daddy.
One of my favorite topics.
Do you want to take me to the dance and finger blast me? Check yes or no. This is, I mean, I know it's only creepy in our minds because we're monsters.
I don't know.
All right, it's a little creepy.
Here's some creepy things about this particular. So it's for a daddy daughter dance, which I think is a bad idea in general.
Yeah.
But the picture on here is a dad. And it's his back, and the daughter's hugging him, so you see her face. She's holding, like, a handwritten note, and it's one with the checkbox for yes or no. Dear daddy, do you want to take me to the dance? And I guess the daddy has to check yes or no.
Right, right.
Which I find weird, because usually I see that in the context of, like, do you want to go out with me?
Yes.
Age-appropriate boy.
There's never been a, dear mom, will you make dinner tonight? My favorite? Check yes or no. That's right? Not something that... You don't give that to your parents as a kid, I agree.
I don't think so. And then something about this language, too. $25 per couple, day of the dance. $10 each additional daughter.
Couple. Oh, God. So you have to pay more each additional daughter?
Pimping dad and bring eight daughters and be like, these are all mine. I own them. I made them with cum.
And I'm going to finish them off with cum,
that's right.
Too.
My cum brought you to life and it will end your life. A drowning.
Oh, it'd be all viscous.
It's going to take a couple days for dad to save up enough cum.
Oh, days? Yeah. To drown someone? I think it would take months. Includes dance, finger foods.
Small kid's esophagus. How long can it take?
It includes finger foods, buddy. Let's focus on that.
Finger foods.
Refreshments and a professional photo of you and your princess.
Yeah.
Boudoir. Yeah, this is gross.
Yeah, isn't it? And then it's also, I thought it was funny that it was sponsored by Weld Weights. Which is like the, you know, don't have sex
abstinence
thing.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never actually seen their website, but I can only imagine that it's pretty exciting.
I mean, how do you advertise don't fuck? Just put like a fat 40-year-old, like if you have sex with your 15-year-old high school, you could end up having to get married to this.
This could be you.
He could turn, well, this could be what you're married to, because I'm assuming this is aimed for girls, right? How many guys?
I
mean,
I think it's supposed to be for both, but I don't know. Oh, here's sex.
How would you? Okay, so let's do this. Let's say you have Dum Dum.
Yeah,
and Dum Dum comes out, and somehow he lives to be, I don't know, 15.
Okay,
and then you're like, Dum Dum, I want to get you into this abstinence only, let's wait for sex thing. How do you possibly even begin to get a 15-year-old boy, steer him in that direction, and then try to convince him to try not to fuck?
All I could think is money. That's all I could think, like, is like, if you stay a virgin through college, I'll pay you $10,000.
If he was a nerd,
yeah,
that would be so great for him.
Yeah,
be like, yes,
I wouldn't have done that though. $10,000, no way. Especially because I had sex barely before college, so to say,
that's not true. Didn't you have sex our junior year?
No,
really?
No.
Oh, was I? Because mine was junior year, right?
I don't know.
Pete,
I couldn't say.
Remember
for
when
certain.
You? Well, one of my birthdays, I asked you to open a condom for me. You
I
weren't
think
there.
You must have, if I remember correctly. I think our junior prom afterwards, you stayed in that scary hotel.
We went to the Greeley Inn. Yeah. And they keyed the car on both sides. Yeah, so it was my. You're right.
Our junior prom, you'd already had.
So it was
sex
early
before.
Junior year. I think it was really warm, almost summer. So it might have been like sophomore to junior summer.
I don't know for sure.
Because when is prom?
That's the end of the year.
Okay, so
end of the school year.
So it could have been fall, but I think it's fall of junior year.
Yeah.
This is all important. Write this down on the back of my
trading
card.
I'm trying to think. Yeah, yeah. They should put that on baseball cards. What age they lost for? I bet it, like, for some of them, it would be very shocking.
Yeah.
Be like 14.
I know some people.
Like, Jesus Christ.
It's weird when you learn about. I had an ex who told me her sister had sex the first time when she was like 13. And I was like, who raped your sister?
Yeah.
And, I mean, she said that the person that she had sex with, I think it was like 14 or 15, but still, I was
That's
just
still
like,
crazy,
13?
Though, right? Yeah.
The fuck?
13-year-old kid.
That's a kid.
That's nuts.
That's a child.
A guy I work with has a daughter who's 13.
Oh.
And we've discussed basically her punish. So we were talking about a quinceañera, which is like when
Bat
a Mexican
mitzvah
family.
For a Mexican gal.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. And when they turn 15, they become a woman.
Mm-hmm.
There's this really creepy part of it, too, where the girl sits, like, she has a throne,
okay.
usually, and then she sits in it, and the dad
takes off her shoe and puts on like a high heeled shoe on her foot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. If so, I had a 15-year-old, I wouldn't want to touch her. Like, I would be so thing. Like,
imagine you married a Mexican woman and then you had a Mexican child woman.
Dumb. I'm going to use the initials for this person just in case, but EO looked kind of Mexican. So let's pretend I, okay.
So EO.
EO.
Captain EO.
Yeah. All right. Good.
Has this Mexican child of yours.
Right. Right.
And then she has a quinceañera. They're like, we really want to do this.
Right.
Now, I found out also.
Okay.
Because I wondered if you've ever seen them. They're very elaborate. Lots of costumes and shit.
Yeah.
It turns
out.
It's
a big deal, right? It's like a family party thing. Yeah. Almost. Okay.
Well, it turns out what you do is you ask different guys to be a padre, which is basically someone who helps you pay for it.
Okay.
So they have like 50 different guys all chipping in.
So your family friends are you're the patrons of this. All right, that makes sense. It would be uncomfortable. I would not be a fan of asking for handouts. Hey, my daughter might get fucked soon. Could you throw in $20 to drink some beer at a party?
Yeah.
Like
walk around in a shiny silk suit that's bright yellow.
And if you could also bring your mariachi band friends and
that would be perfect.
Oh my God.
You're going to need a throne.
Do you
still have one in your shed from when your daughter had hers?
Or did you break it when she got pregnant soon after?
She had to burn it herself. You're like,
you broke
your throne.
You broke one of the legs off of it and made her use that to abort the child.
Oh, God.
Too far? Huh? Or not far enough?
Just right.
So is this friend of yours Mexican?
Oh, no. So we were talking about how, they're a woman once they're 15. And then I was imagining marrying his daughter. I was like, so I could marry your daughter in theory in like 5 years. That would be fucking nuts.
Mm-hmm.
But then we were basically discussing that as like a good way, because I was asking if she was doing good in school.
Okay.
Unrelated to this part. I wasn't like, we're going to get married.
We're going to get hitched. I hope she's smart.
Academically oriented.
Yeah. She needs to have something to talk about me with.
Yeah.
Sines and cosines and tangents.
So he said, I don't know, she does good, but she doesn't turn in all of her assignments and stuff. And I said, what you should do is just start using this as a punishment. Like say, if you do end up being a failure at 18, if your life is over, you might as well just marry Peter then. You might as well just, he'll be like 40.
I'm going to start using this with Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if she makes me mad, if we're having a fight, I'm like, why don't you just marry Peter? Is that what you
marry
want?
Peter then.
Yeah. Do you wish, or no,
how you
I guess it wouldn't be, is that what
out?
You want? Yeah. Like what? Maybe you could have married Peter.
Yeah.
At least you didn't marry Peter. You might as well have just married Peter.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that the next time you're upset at me.
You could be married to Peter.
What it could be like. And it could be a lot worse.
She'd imagine your washboard abs, your big arms,
yeah,
your braces.
The emotional distance.
Well, that's the thing. It starts really good.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds really good. She's like, I could have had Peter. And then she's like, well, I could have dealt with Peter. And then she's like, no, you're right. I'm not mad at you anymore, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
actually
a thinking process.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. You're a bell curve.
Yeah.
Well, no, because you don't start at the bottom. You start well and then you dive. What's that?
Yeah.
Half a bell
curve? Second half of a bell curve, I guess. Starts good, seems good on the surface. 3 days in, you're like, oh, this is a mistake.
Bottoms out.
What was I thinking?
Yeah.
This is why we didn't get married.
I think it takes longer than 3 days. I think that people want to unravel you. You're like, you know, they're like, I can get to the center of Peter.
What they don't realize is they're already at the center.
That's true.
The center is on the surface. It's all center.
Yeah. You need to have a little more, I don't know, carapace? I suppose.
Yeah, I think they think there's like layers to peel away.
Right.
Like, you know what I hate? They're like, it's like an onion. They're layers. It's like, well, that's all onion.
Right.
It's not different shit.
That's
it's
true.
Not like a goddamn jawbreaker where there's a blue layer and a yellow layer. It's all onion. It's the same shit.
That's actually a really good point to whatever these people are saying. Like, you can use that as the point of the person's not going to change. It's a perfect metaphor.
Right.
They're getting it wrong, and they're wanting to do the wrong thing.
Right.
They want to peel back Mark and get to the inner Mark.
Yeah.
It's still fucking Mark.
It's the real Mark.
Mark is Mark. If you don't like Mark, if Mark is kind of an asshole, and Mark steals shit, and Mark's lazy and smokes a lot of weed, but Mark's got a soul patch, that's Mark.
Yeah.
There's no deep.
There he is.
Mark plays the guitar poorly.
Right.
That's Mark.
He sucks.
Fuck you, Mark.
Mark is shit.
I hate Mark.
That's what we got. We forgot that for sure.
Helpful snowman tip of the day.
Yeah, Mark.
Mark.
Piece of shit.
Go fuck himself. So I noticed that you didn't open your birthday gift for me yet.
I didn't open it?
Yes.
Oh, I haven't opened it yet. No.
Yeah.
I haven't read it yet.
No,
it's on the bookshelf, though.
Does that mean that it's on its way to being read?
Yeah.
do you not, do you have more books that are just on the shelf? They're no. just not.
No, these are all my books.
Okay. So everything is hypothetically to be read.
I mean, some's read, some hasn't been read.
Okay.
But I kind of try and cluster them together with things that haven't been read.
Right.
In the same spot.
Okay.
And that's kind of a haven't read section.
Nice. There's a lot of stuff in there that, oh, there's the Fight Club I stole for you, which I'm sure I've said like three different times on the podcast. But every time I see it, I forget that I did that.
I've got that.
That was great.
I've got all kinds of shit.
Yeah. You have good stuff. So okay, sorry.
Weldweights.com. Here's how they try to explain
right
it.
Right on.
There's a show they do. Sex is like skydiving. Oh, this is a theater Wait. Experience.
Wait.
With three giant screen multimedia program.
Holy shit.
And it's the show uses a skydiving theme to portray consequence of risky behaviors.
Whoa. Before we even get any further, they're trying to convince you not to have sex by saying sex is like skydiving, mm-hmm. which is what people do for fun mm-hmm. because it's fucking fun and then you don't die.
Yeah,
really?
A lot of people do skydive without consequence.
That's
right?
What I mean, if you were going to pick, shouldn't it be like driving too quickly in a car? I mean, shouldn't sex be like, I mean, you can't just be like sex is like unprotected sex. You could have a baby or, you know, get STD or something. But like, if you're going to fucking choose something bad.
Well, and also skydiving, I mean, if it goes wrong, you just die.
Right.
It's not like, oh, well, you know what? You shouldn't have gone skydiving because now you get a little sore on your lip once every 3 months.
Right.
Okay.
You have to take a pill when you're kickboxing and hiking that mountain so that you don't have a flare up.
Fine. Hey, you got crabs from skydiving.
Yeah. This is already... Okay, keep going. But this isn't...
With an adrenaline rush of drama, emotion, and comedy, the show aims to unmask the risks teenagers take every day, from drugs and alcohol to eating disorders and pornography.
Whoa!
The goal is to guide young people to say no in negative choices and yes to a healthy, happy future.
So their strategy is to mix in. They're like, we can't just say don't have sex because that's fucking dumb and people are going to be like, but I want to have sex.
Right.
But if we mix it, if we throw it in with like seven other things that are bad, then we can start trying to pretend to convince people that it's one of many bad things.
Exactly.
All right.
It's just amongst a lot of bad things.
It's like, don't do crack. Don't steal. Don't, I don't know, drink and drive. Don't hang out with black people. And don't, you just throw one in there that doesn't quite fit. And then people are going to start like associating it.
You know what is a weird thing too? They never tell you this. Like when they're giving, they show you these slides of like, you know, horrible STDs and stuff.
Yeah.
But the health teacher never says like, to me, what the most common and horrible consequences of having sex when you're young is like, listen, one of the two of you at least is going to develop very strong emotions. The other one may or may not. And it's gonna get fucking weird.
Oh my god,
let me tell you, it is gonna get weird.
You little freaks have crazy raging hormones already. If one of you fucks the other one, you're gonna either end up getting married and I doubt you'll be happy,
or
you're gonna have your little heart broken.
Yeah
That's a good point.
Oof.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least you got over being overly emotional about relationships, right?
I don't care about anything anymore. So it's working out pretty good so far.
It got fixed.
So here's a testimony from Craig.
Craig.
Answering the question, would a guy ever turn down sex?
I'm already looking forward to Craig's answer. Did they have an age?
No.
Okay.
He just says, I did. My ex-girlfriend wanted to have sex, but I refused. She kept pressuring me.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know whether she thought I would stay with her if she did it or what. Sometimes I thought she might even want to be pregnant.
Well, any girl that wants to have sex is just gunning to have a baby is what we're saying here.
That's scary.
All right.
At the time, it really confused me. I liked her, but I wasn't ready to be tied down or get more involved. I guess she got what she wanted with her next boyfriend, although they're not together anymore. Last month, she told me that I was the only boy she'd ever dated who respected girls and didn't try to use them. She said, I wish I was still going out with you. I felt bad for her. She's pregnant.
I love the end there. I love this.
P.S.
Like,
she's pregnant.
I know. The inevitable. I guess she got what she wanted.
A baby. Boom. Oh, you can renew your virginity. I should do this.
Wait, how do you renew your virginity? Do you have to pay like a $20 fee? Do you get a card?
Let me explain.
Okay.
Remember the Etch-a-Sketch?
Yes, I do.
Well, if you didn't like I added the well.
But they really have remember the edges.
Yes.
And then you took poetic license.
Well, if you didn't like the picture you were drawing, say of a penis or balls, and you just wanted to start over, you could simply shake it, control the knobs differently, and draw a different picture.
This metaphor is getting a little mixed here. I mean, well, not mixed, just the knobs. I mean, are these the nipples? I'm confused. Keep talking. This is getting hot.
If you've engaged in sexual activity and you don't like the life picture it is drawing, you can start over. Just because you may have engaged in sexual activity, you don't have to stay in that cycle. Everyone gets second chances in life. You can start to take control of the knobs. Take control of your knob and get on the right track so you can have healthy relationships that will lead to a healthy marriage.
Do you want to stop engaging in the sexual cycle, Pete?
I think so. I think it's time.
Yeah.
So let's see. It says commit to renewed virginity, but then it doesn't say... Here we go.
Okay.
How do you renew? Is this going to... Do I have to burn my penis or something?
Send 1995.
Let's see. Steps to renew. One.
There's multiple steps. Just not fucking isn't the only step. Like, stop fucking. Shouldn't that be all of them?
Well, there's three steps, but I don't know what they mean.
All right.
One, decide and commit. Two, write and tell. Three, avoid and enjoy. Sex can wait, which is an acronym.
Write and tell. So I'm supposed to be like, write it down. I won't have sex. And then they'll be like, hey, Pete, I'm not fucking.
Yeah, they don't actually say. They don't say what write and tell means.
Okay.
This is confusing.
And then what was that last one?
Avoid
and enjoy?
Avoid and enjoy.
Doesn't that seem to be like an oxymoron? Avoid having sex
and be happy. Yeah, I don't know what that means either. Avoid having sex.
And then enjoy everything else in
enjoy
life?
Enjoy avoiding sex?
Yeah. Let's the acronym?
See. Oh, it's really bad. Because this acronym is sex can wait, except wait doesn't stand for anything. So the S is stop it and save it. E is exit tempting situations. The second E,
C,
or the X, yeah, is the second letter of express it in writing.
So they're picking whatever they want. Yeah. This is shitty.
Call and tell a friend, accountability, and here we go. Enjoy the freedoms of committing to renewed virginity.
Ooh.
You are worth it.
Blue balls.
Yeah.
Enjoy the freedom of testicular
pain.
The empty feeling when you masturbate and finish alone.
Let me see. There's got to be like a renew my virginity, right?
Oh, yeah.
Online.
Oh, yeah.
Like that drops a little confetti or something like that.
Well, I mean, you know, they could... Is it like a party? Is it like the opposite of a quinceañera?
I think there should be like a... You know, like a... What do you call those party things they have?
Where you
blow into it. Yeah.
But
I haven't actually seen in a long time.
How to renew
your virginity. Comes after Visa. And before Victorian driver's license. How to start over if you've lost your virginity.
Is this just like an AskJeeves.com, though? Because, I mean...
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Step one, make a firm commitment to save yourself for marriage from now on and believe you can do it because you can.
I can.
I'm committing.
Here's the thing that I know this is supposed to be for guys and girls.
Yeah.
It's so much... Isn't it easier in this world to not fuck as a guy? I mean, can't any guy do it?
It's pretty easy, I would have to say.
Yeah,
to not get laid.
Tiger Woods, I'm sure, had to turn down some puss before he finally said yes. Maybe. Maybe he just went straight fucking after he got that, you know, Norwegian blonde.
Yeah.
But as a normal guy in the world, you don't have to commit to not fucking.
You have to commit to
stop trying. It's not the same.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've had to ever make a conscious commitment of like, that's
right.
It. I'm done.
Let me put it this way. I haven't had to commit to getting fat. I did not have to commit to be in shitty shape. I wasn't like, every day I work hard. You just fucking...
I wake up early, eat extra, go back to bed.
I don't care how much my stomach hurts. I'll have another pizza, pepperoni pizza.
Yeah, yeah.
You drink that last Coke. Like, it's not the same.
I just blend a scoop of ice cream into every beverage.
They should have...
punishing myself, basically.
I just put it up my butt.
Yeah.
I just, yep.
Put in an IV at night.
Yep. No, they should have a different one for boys and girls. Like, because, you know, there's steps. If you're going to renew your virginity as a guy, it should just say, like, stop trying.
Oh, here we avoid intense hugging, passionate kissing, and anything else that leads to lustful thoughts or and behavior.
Have I ever intensely hugged you?
No.
All right. Well, you don't have to avoid that with me.
I was going to bring that up, but no. Yeah, I mean, that's again, I don't have to avoid intense hugs and passionate right, kisses. It's not like, oh my God.
I don't know. Your mom hugs you pretty hard. She doesn't see you often enough.
Maybe. I don't think I could fuck my mom, though.
I
don't think I'll have to avoid that.
I think I could still fuck you. So that she's falling right into that, just don't fuck your mom. Yeah. Not actively have to not fuck your mom.
Right.
Just don't actively try to fuck your
right.
mom. I see.
Yeah, unless I make an overture, I don't think it's going to happen.
Right, right.
I think I would have to initiate that.
I think not only that, you'd have to woo her. I don't think she'd be like, I don't think it's just hard. Initiating. I think you'd have to take her
probably drug her.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think your mom's giving in easily.
Can you imagine? What if you heard someone calls you, they're like, it's in the paper, Pete drugged his mom and had sex with her.
I don't think we could be friends anymore. I mean, I certainly...
I'd be in jail.
Well,
so that'd be easy.
I could... Here's the thing. I'd have to know the fuck. I'd have to visit you. Like, if people were like,
what
how...
What the hell happened?
I'd be like, just what the fuck? Were you drunk? Were you, like, doing this as a lark that went too far? Like...
Just seemed like the right thing to do at the time.
I
wanted
definitely.
To have sex with her. She wouldn't go for consensual. And I decided that I had to have it regardless.
Like, you were already in that vagina. You already came out of it. What?
Yeah.
You don't, why'd you need it again?
Well, that's the thing. I wanted to return.
Why couldn't you just...
The closest I could get.
Couldn't you just like wrap yourself in a blanket? I'll give you gloves. Tie them.
Yeah, I don't know. She seemed lonely too.
Yeah, not that lonely.
Yeah, no. Nobody's that lonely, right? Do you think there's... I bet, though. Don't you think there have been, like, adult brothers and sisters who fucked?
Well, of course. They used to do that regularly. Lonely? Oh, I don't even think it's just... Remember when they used to do that kings and queens and shit for bloodlines?
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, that was real.
Like, yeah.
Incest is fucking gross, but I think that probably, yes, they, like... Yeah. And I think cousin fucking still goes on regularly in the South. Any of your Southern listeners can tell us if I'm whistling Dixie, but...
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, hot cousin. Who cares?
Well...
Cousin's barely related,
that's true. It's
right?
like 12.5%. I don't even think you have mongoloid babies.
No.
I think they can be just
fine. I
don't
think so either, so, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. All right, fuck your cousins then.
Yeah, go
so
fuck
what if
those
it was
cousins.
In, so, okay, so here's the thing. If it's in the paper that Peter drugs his mom and fucks her, you deserve to be in jail. Uh-huh. I'll have to find out why. Probably we can't hang out when you get out.
That's
if
fair.
It's in the paper, the nuptials, the announcement, not that you drugged her, that Pete's getting married to his hot cousin,
yeah,
I'll fucking be your best man.
That's fine.
Yeah.
You have no problem
fuck
with that.
Fuck it, buddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to see if I was like, do I have a picture of any of my cousins? But I don't.
I don't.
I don't.
Do you have female
talk
cousins?
To them. I do. I have two female cousins.
I've only met your male cousin.
I don't think I've talked to any of my female cousins or on the dad side of the family. So I haven't seen them since.
Okay.
I don't know. I think one of them was like a real actual baby.
Right. Well, as long as she's not a baby now, I'm still fine with it.
I assume she's no longer a baby. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe she's one of those people that was born with that thing that doesn't let them age.
Yeah.
So they're like 40, but they're like a little kid.
It's entirely possible.
Mm.
Not likely, but possible.
Well, no, that's even more... That's even less weird.
Yeah. Because
if you ran into your cousin, there's a chance you wouldn't know she was your cousin. Like, let's say...
that would be terrible.
You meet this gal... Jamie at work, and then you guys end up, you know, you fall in love, you fuck, and then when you're talking about like the wedding, she talks about how her uncle's not around anymore because he went crazy, and you're like, that's funny, my dad did the same, and then she says it, and it turns out, and then you guys are like,
oh shit,
yeah, would you still go through with it?
Fuck, I don't know.
Really? You're in love. You've already fucked.
I mean, how in love with her could I be that I haven't even discovered that we're, you know, family yet?
Listen,
I haven't met her
this
parents.
This is
and
my
like,
hypothetical.
Oh, okay.
And I'm saying you're in love. Let's just say.
Let's pretend that she's like gone away from her family.
Right.
She doesn't like to talk
right,
about them
right.
for whatever
it's
reason.
It's very uncomfortable.
But I still.
But you genuinely love her.
I think
her.
I would probably at least postpone the wedding and be like, I got to
so
think about
cousins?
This.
Oh, to do like a montage of searching your soul and skipping a rock across the, looking into the middle distance and, yeah. Well,
I guess I'm not above marrying a cousin who I met not knowing that it was a cousin.
Right.
I don't consider myself too good for that, okay. But at the same time,
right?
I don't know. I don't know if once you know,
it weirds it
you
out.
You can't
it weirds
get
it
rid
out.
Of that knowledge.
But, well, let's say, okay, here's a different one then. So, okay, well, so to definitively answer that, you probably would after soul searching if you were in love and you banged. You already banged. You were banging regularly.
Right.
Now here's the next hypothetical.
Okay.
You haven't fucked her yet, but you're in love.
Man.
Do you fuck her after you learn that she's your cousin?
No, I don't think
yeah.
so.
Okay. So that's, yeah.
You know what's weird about it too, though? It's so different depending on, because they say cousin, right? But like, okay, let's say you grew up with a non-blood stepsister.
Right.
Right? Your dad marries some lady who has a daughter.
Right. When you say grew up, you mean from like three?
I mean like from babyhood to adult and you guys are close and stuff.
Yeah.
You can't fuck that person. And in fact, might be weirder to fuck that person than if you had a blood sister who you never met. Never met.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, if it was like behind door A, is your sister that you grew up with you know, and behind door B is your blood
previously
relative
unknown
you've
blood.
Never seen.
Yes, that's agreed.
Be a tough choice.
No, because you're right. I mean, it's fucking gross either way. That's a great, disgusting. Would you rather? Yeah, but it would have to. So you would choose your blood relative that you've never met, right? You have to.
Oh, yeah.
You have definitely. To. Like, how could you even... Ugh.
You know what else, too, though? I don't know if I could have... And once I found out the person was my cousin...
Right.
I think that might be a pretty big barrier to having enjoyable sex. I don't think I could, like, cut loose.
Because you'd be thinking about, like, this is my dad's brother's daughter.
Yeah.
Like...
It's a little too family.
Yeah. It is too close. It's gross.
It'd be like if you were fucking on tape and you knew your parents were going to watch it. You're like, how would I... fuck with my parents.
Well, my
watching.
Mom walked in on me once, fucking one of my exes. She didn't see my junk, thank God, which is why it's funny. I was laughing. My ex, my mom, not so much.
Yeah.
But
I like that you're like, well, as long as she doesn't see my balls.
Well, she's not my ass. It's fine. Not my fault. I didn't actively. If I had to choose between picking your blood sister or your cousin, that would be tough too. Because I've never met your cousin. Well, because it'd be like,
okay. Well, assume they're equally attractive.
I think I'd have to pick your cousin to be less of an asshole friend.
Okay.
What about you? Was it my sister or my cousin?
Knowing
that I don't give a shit either way.
Assuming it's like a cousin who's equally attractive as
your
sister.
Yeah, these are the equally, exactly. To you.
Equally attractive to you. I don't know. Your sister's pretty gross.
You dick. No, you'll fuck my sister and you'll fucking like it. If you want to remain friends, you will bang her. But first you'll take her to a nice dinner and then you'll call her tomorrow.
I mean, same thing. I just have sex with your cousin just because it'd be less weird.
Less weird.
And I never run into her again.
Right.
That would be the biggest factor.
That's how I feel
like,
too.
Well, once we have the sex and it's terrible, we never have to see her
again. Right. And you can, and I wouldn't want to hear... I wouldn't want to know about the sex with my sister. I wouldn't want to know if it was good, bad. I wouldn't want to fucking know about it. If you were like, that was gross or that was great with my cousin, I could deal with that.
Yeah, I mean, if you told me a graphic sexual story about having sex with my cousin, I don't think I'd have a problem with that.
Because
it wouldn't be weird.
No, it wouldn't care as
much.
No
weirder than a graphic sexual, you know.
If I'm telling you about anybody. Graphic,
Yeah.
It was like,
And I took the shit log and I jammed it back in. Yeah.
We don't scat play, Peter. Your cousin and I do not scat play.
Good. Okay?
Your brother and
treat her like a lady.
Disgusting.
Yeah.
Treat her like a lady.
He's got that whole room that's just like a bathroom surround. So it's just
his sex dungeon.
Slick surface. Oh. Yeah. Can wash down a drain.
Oh, Ian, you don't have a sex dungeon. I don't know how to segue. So anyway, is there any more of the, we have to, because I know we got off of, are you going to regrow your
virginity? Well, it doesn't tell me
virginity?
How. There's one good other step.
All right.
It was find non-physical ways to show your love and appreciation.
You could buy me shit.
How much shit would your wife, let's say your wife was like,
okay,
I want to buy you off of not ever having sex again.
We have done, she and I did this, or I mean it came up, not just she and I, no, this came up some other time when somebody was like, how much would you have to pay to never get paid to never fuck each other again? So it wasn't just, and I don't think I had a number,
because
I love fucking my wife and I don't think
there's,
I could remain
no
happy
that would...
Well, it's not, it's almost, wouldn't it be worse if you remain married for the rest of your lives and don't get to fuck?
Yes.
Because then you're not fucking anybody.
Right.
Because, I mean, it's almost, this sounds fucking terrible, but I'd assume anybody would pick this if they really thought about it. It'd be better to not be with your wife than to be with your wife forever and then love and never get to fuck them again.
Right. Like you still like them and you still sleep in the same bed. But
that's
you
what
can't
you're having the exact. Yeah, you're married. Yeah. So you're not sleeping with anyone
else.
That would
be terrible.
And this isn't the hypothetical of, and then you can fuck somebody else.
Right.
It's not an open marriage.
No, yeah.
This is,
it's, you're done with
you're
sex.
Done fucking for the rest of your life. Wouldn't you rather, you know, not be? That would suck. Maybe I'm a dick. I'm venturing into very dangerous territory, clearly. I hope Sarah doesn't listen to this one.
I mean, that's the thing. Is there any combination of non-physical ways to show your love and appreciation that would make up for that?
You couldn't buy me enough comic books and HeroClix in the world to buy me out of having sex with you if you were my wife.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of something that would be
a
good trade-off.
I guess sexing someone else. That's the only thing.
If they let you prostitutes.
Well, that's no. If they let you, I mean, if they were like,
yeah,
"I'll give
you
$1 million, we'll stay married because I love you," but for whatever reason, I don't want to fuck you. I mean, that's weird. But for what, I don't know. It just doesn't. It's not working for me for some reason that's justifiable. Mm. Pretend justifiable reason. You can fuck anyone else.
Yeah, my vagina disappeared.
Yeah, exactly. It's just grown.
Yeah.
There's just nothing now. It's a Barbie.
It grew out.
Yeah, it's a Barbie rift now. It's just
flat skin.
Yep. So then it'd be like, but you can have sex with other people? Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. But even that's...
One time I saw a great ad for like a Craigslist casual encounter.
Okay.
And it was for this woman and she was like, come bang me. And basically then she told this whole story about how her husband's in a wheelchair. So they can't fuck anymore, and she still loves him dearly, and he's cool with her banging people because they can't. And I was just like, "Oh,
this is getting weird."
No, anymore.
No, this is like you know too much about their history.
Way
is he gonna
much.
Be there? Just
I
watching?
No, I didn't gather that part. It was really good though.
This is why to me when people are like, we're swingers or we're in an open relationship," just like that. In my opinion. That doesn't work in real life.
I can't imagine it working.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, because let's say I was married and I did swinging with another couple, right?
Right.
So I'm banging this other
So you're
other
fucking
lady.
My wife? I mean, if we're swinging, you and
sure.
I together? Yeah, like...
Yeah, and I had sex with your wife. Either I would like that better or not as much as having sex with my wife. And if it's... I liked it better... We have a huge problem now, and if I did not like it better, why would I ever do it again?
What if we'd
be like, all right, well, that was pointless.
What
for
if we
me.
Fuck each other's wives? And we both like sex with each other's wives better. Do we just switch wives? Do we just permanent swap?
I guess if the wives were also like,
yeah,
like I mean, right. That would work out perfectly, actually, because then it would be like, actually, this is turns out
we actually both were talking about the same thing.
Yeah,
I don't like Alex's collection of comic books, and the other one's like, I don't like Peter's. Bugs in his apartment.
Collection of comic books.
I don't know. Yeah,
I like to sleep in a house with comic books. I just feel more comfortable.
That'd be great.
That would work out nice.
That could be the best possible world. Just in case, let's not have sex with each other's wives if you get married.
That sounds like a plan.
Okay.
I don't really want to have sex with your wife.
I
not because
actually
of
happy.
About
I'm not
her,
insulted at all.
She's your wife.
I'm not insulted.
That would never
at all.
Work.
I don't want to have sex with your future wife.
You don't even know her yet. How do you know?
Touche. Yeah. My track record with wanting to have sex with your exes is not stellar.
That's
so
true.
Let's not lie to me or yourself.
Yeah, yeah, let's not pretend.
Yeah, okay. Perhaps I will want to have sex with her, but we're friends enough, I won't.
Hey, I take it as a compliment.
Good. Good.
I take it as a compliment.
You have good
when
taste
my
in
friends decide that it would be fine to throw away a friendship to bang an
hey,
ex-girlfriend.
I checked to make sure that I wasn't throwing away a friendship. One or two things, big apologies I've had to make to you in the past. That was one of them. I remember having to do the walk around a year or two later and be like, so listen, that whole thing, that was a mistake. Real sorry about that.
It's cool.
Yeah. Good.
You know?
Well, I never fucked any of them, so that probably
makes it better.
She actually
passed away as well, so.
In your heart or in real life?
In real life,
when you put a pillow over her face, you're like, this is what you get for making my friends want to fuck you.
I did that, and she survived it. But then she was driving away and passed out and drove into a canyon. So it really worked out well for me.
Do you consider yourself the murderer?
Absolutely not. I mean, I'm already dead inside. How can I kill another? I'm just making them like me.
Okay, everybody. It is Sunday, January 12th at 7:34. If you don't hear from me.
I was just reading this book.
Okay.
And it was about this guy who his claim, he's in like an insane asylum.
Right.
Been there for 10 years. And his claim is that he had done this crime. Him and he like beat the shit out of a bum, basically.
Okay.
And he was going to go to jail. And he pretended to be insane
right.
in the UK, and he just said a bunch of things
is
from
this
like Clockwork Orange and shit.
Is this a biography? Or real?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is nonfiction.
Yeah.
All right.
And
now
he's been
I'm
in there
you.
Forever. And he says his claim is he's like, well, once you're in here, it's impossible to get out
yeah.
because anything you say is either crazy or you're denying that you're crazy, but they just think that you're being manipulative.
Yes.
And like aping real human feelings.
Is he, I believe that. Like, yeah. Is he still in there?
As far as I know.
Holy shit. How did he get a book published when he was...
It's not by him. It's by another guy.
Oh, so the guy talks
into
to him.
It. Yeah.
That's fucked
to see
up.
If he's... It's about psychopaths, I guess.
All right.
There's the psychopath test, too, I guess, that you can take.
Well, psychopath isn't a like a word that they... It doesn't mean anything anymore. Like, that's from the DSM, like, 2 or whatever. Like, psychopath is a term that's, like, outdated.
Right.
Yeah. So, what is... This book, what's it about? Like, sociopaths?
Well, it's
or?
Like the history of psychology,
okay.
kind of. And it's,
so
about
it's talking
how
about,
they dealt with people
yeah.
like that and people
okay.
who basically...
And even, like, what psychopathy was and stuff?
Yeah, like, okay. real crazies.
Yeah.
You know, there was this, this great guy who killed, like, a bunch of kids, and he was fucking insane, okay. you know? And he was like...
I love that after...
I don't know. I wanted to see what it would feel like to kill somebody. And then... He did this. He killed like 2 kids and
okay.
then he got released and he killed another kid.
Why did they release him?
They thought he was fine.
All right.
And then he was like, well, I wanted to see what it would feel like to kill someone. And the guy said, well, you already did it twice. And he's like, oh, but that was years ago. I thought it might be different.
That's like, his excuse.
Yeah. It's like yeah. someone who reads The Hobbit every summer.
Yeah.
And they're like,
they're like,
it's different from when I was 7. Except his is strangling a young boy.
When was that? 1910? Or like
no, like the 60s.
Okay. Wow.
Do you want to take a
yes, I do want to see. Yes, I do.
Psychopathy scale
fucking
test.
A right I do.
So there's like a 1, 2 it's a 5-point scale.
Okay.
1 being disagree completely, 5
okay.
being agree completely.
Completely get it. I'm with you.
And there will be statements that you can agree, disagree with,
okay.
or be neutral on.
Okay, so 3 is neutral, neither agree nor disagree. All right.
So, success is based on survival of the fittest. I am not concerned about losers.
Wow. I'm not concerned about losers. I don't like that those are 2 different statements. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I'd agree more with the first sentence than the second sentence, but
yeah.
either way, I'm going to have to go with disagree with 4.
Okay.
Disagree. So I'll say when I want a 5, I'll say strongly disagree.
Okay.
Yeah.
I find myself in the same kinds of trouble time after time.
Agree.
Okay.
Time after time.
For me, what's right is whatever I can get away with.
Disagree.
Well, this is really scary. It's scary to think of people filling this out
and putting like strongly agree.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. Be like, that's me to a T.
I am often bored.
No, disagree. I mean, at work, fucking, that's why it's not strongly disagree, because I have to be at fucking work all the fucking time. Does that make me a psychopath, Peter? I don't want to be right if that's wrong.
I don't know if you're just being manipulative right now or if you're telling the truth. In today's world, I feel justified in doing anything I can get away with to succeed.
Jesus Christ. I love that in today's world, to like make it okay.
Yeah.
No, disagree.
Well, if this was the 1800s, it'd be different. I find that I am able to pursue one goal for a long time.
Neither agree nor disagree.
Okay. My main purpose in life is getting as many goodies as I can.
Oh, God.
That's a weird word for that.
Well, I was going to say, I
goodies.
Guess I'm pretty materialistic. Mm-hmm. I'm not proud of it.
Okay.
But I'm going to agree. Okay. I'm not going to lie to myself. I like things. I wouldn't call them goodies, though. Look, Sarah, I got another goodie in the mail.
Look at all these
Look
goodies.
Look at the severed head I got in the mail. Goody.
I don't plan anything very far in advance.
Disagree.
I don't think you're going to end up being a psychopath. I quickly lose interest in tasks I start.
No, disagree.
I let others worry about higher values. My main concern is with the bottom line.
Disagree.
That's real Hitler-y.
I know. The bottom line. That is really.
Most of my problems are due to the fact that other people just don't understand me.
My weight problem is because you don't get me. No, I disagree.
I like that. They just don't understand that I wanted to feel life leave a young child as I strangled him. What's so hard about that?
I love that there's a couple in here that don't sound psycho-y one way or the other, that you could stick with a task. Yeah, like, I wonder if those are in there just to, like, I don't know, I like it.
Yeah, that's a weird one.
Yeah, because I mean, that does that make you a psycho? Like, exactly.
Maybe if you're like real focused on one thing, but
I don't know.
That alone certainly
doesn't. That makes somebody driven. Like, all right, so keep going.
People who are stupid enough to get ripped off usually deserve it.
Oh my god. Neither agree nor disagree.
All right.
Well, just if you're gullible, I mean, I feel bad for you, but you got to be a little bit hard in this. You got to be a little bit hard, Peter.
Oh, see, now we're getting scared.
All right. All right.
Now we're talking psychopath.
All right.
Before I do anything, I carefully consider the possible consequences.
Before I do anything? neither agree nor disagree. Sometimes I don't think ahead. Sometimes I do.
Looking out for myself is my top priority.
Disagree.
Number one.
I wouldn't have three goddamn dogs if that was a goddamn case. Would I?
I have been in a lot of shouting matches with other people.
Oh my god.
Uh-oh.
That's agree. That's, this is not fair.
Oh, now. Stop yelling.
Hey!
Don't raise your voice at me.
It's your fault you don't understand.
I just administer the test. I tell other people what they want to hear so that they will do what I want them to do.
Oh my god. Disagree. So they'll do what you look really pretty in that hat, Pete.
I mean, I have done things like that before.
Well,
I wouldn't say I make a regular habit of it, but
I do that. All right, change mine to neither agree nor disagree, because I suppose I do that with assholes, like the story I was just telling you.
Yeah,
you have to deal with like people at work,
right?
I'm not gonna tell the truth when it's just so neither agree nor disagree. I'll pretend feelings or feign, I don't know.
No, I do can, that. I'll like, I'll feign interest in somebody's kids or their whatever in order to, you know, manipulate them
to think
at work.
To make, I'm the same.
Not in life though, I guess.
No. Well, I mean, work is life, isn't it?
Oof.
Think about that. Kill yourself.
It's funny you mention that. I have a great suicide story here.
Well, let's see if I'm a psycho. How many are left?
We're almost done.
Okay, good.
Well, we're like halfway.
That's fine. They're going fast.
When I get frustrated, I often let off steam by blowing my top.
By blowing my top. I try really hard not to. No, well, when I get frustrated, I don't know. Neither agree nor disagree. I work really hard, but it comes naturally.
I would be upset if my success came at someone else's expense.
Yeah, I would feel bad. Agreed. I'd have to have more success, I think. I mean, I love that that's never come up. Like, all the things that I've totally succeeded at is because I fucked over Jim. I don't know.
This is a great one.
Okay.
Love is overrated.
Yeah, strongly disagree on that. You got my first five, or one, whichever one it is. Love is overrated.
Oh,
you're like, strongly agree.
Like, completely agree.
Yeah.
Yep. That's it.
Wow.
I often admire a really clever scam.
Clever scam?
Yeah.
Do I admire a clever
scam? I mean,
scam?
I guess I do.
I was going to say, agree.
Heist, right?
I was just going to say,
Ocean's 11.
Like, I know. Like, yeah. All right. All right.
I make a point of trying not to hurt others in my pursuit of goals.
Agree.
I enjoy manipulating other people's feelings.
Disagree. I enjoy it. Yeah.
Taking it a little far. I feel bad if my words or actions cause someone else to feel emotional pain.
Agree.
Even if I were trying very hard to sell something, I wouldn't lie about it.
If I was trying, agree. Partly because I wouldn't want to get caught in a lie, though. Mm. So, but I still think, you know.
That's okay.
Yeah, I think so.
Cheating is not justified because it is unfair to others.
Agree. You one bald son of a bitch.
Grow up. That's all I have to say to that. Cheating is not justified. Please.
Maybe you should be taking
Tell
this
it
test.
To Snow White.
What would you have voted for? Love is overrated. Like, for real.
Strongly agree.
Don't lie.
It's overrated.
You'd agree. You'd neither agree nor disagree, right?
I mean,
Do you?
It's such a complicated question.
It is now 7:44 on Sunday, January 12th. So if I die, Peter murdered me. Everyone, this is my last will and testament. Sarah, I want you to give my comic books to no one, enjoy them forever, and then bury me with them.
I mean, what is love, really? Let's see.
What is
scores
love?
Range
baby,
from
don't hurt
one,
me.
Which is low, to five,
okay.
Which is high. Your score. What the hell? Where does it say your score? Oh, you have lightly? Been calculated as a 2.2.
A 2.2 is
out of five.
Okay. Oh, that's still psycho-ier than I expected to be. Is it because I'm angry and I enjoy a good heist?
Well, you have a tolerance for antisocial orientations.
Yes, I do. I like that.
And,
right on.
Rule breaking.
Okay.
Is fine with you.
A little bit. You know, I mean, isn't that almost everyone? I guess. So
I
this has
so.
Become.
I mean, you're like right in the
right.
The normal range.
Okay. This has become Dungeons and Dragons, where I'm like a chaotic neutral.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just sort of. Yeah.
Should I see if there's a different one for me?
So for you, yes, I can't wait to do
see
this
if
one.
I'm a psychopath.
Awesome.
This one's from Hello Quizzy.
Hello Quizzy. Let's put a guess on whether or not you're more or less psycho-y than I am or the same.
Okay, but then I'd have to take the same test.
We can't now. Or I guess we could. You don't know how they calculated that.
No, that's true.
So, I mean, let's do it.
Oh, this one's fun, though.
Okay, then let's do this one.
When you didn't get your way as a child, did you hold your breath or otherwise threaten harm against yourself?
Oh,
and it's got a picture of like a dismembered doll.
Oh my God.
I did not do that.
Well, wait, are you going to, I thought I was, so you can see these questions. It's not like that's going to bias the question.
Nah,
test.
It'll be fine.
All right.
Because I don't know what the, you know, right answers are. When you were punished.
What was your answer to that?
No.
Okay.
I wasn't into that.
No.
I didn't really see that as a
way of getting your way.
No.
Me neither.
When you were punished for bad behavior as a child, how did it affect you? Let's see. I was afraid of getting punished again, and so I try not to do anything that would make my parents angry. I was afraid of getting punished again, and so I try not to get caught, or it didn't really affect me. I'm trying to think of... I didn't really get punished a lot.
Two. Yeah,
I was pretty well behaved.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it didn't affect me.
That you're already making yourself...
Right, no. Well... I mean, I wasn't really afraid.
I guess that's fair. You're right. Maybe you are a psycho. I'm like, Peter, come on.
Did you have an imaginary friend? There are two no's. No, I had lots of real friends. And I didn't have real friends either.
Wow.
Well, if I have to choose between lots of real friends and no real
on
friends?
I can think of four off the top of my head.
I'll say lots.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot.
I was one of them.
Did you cry often?
Pussy.
Only if it would get me something. Yes, I was an emotional child. Sometimes. Or no. I mean, sometimes.
Yeah, that seems about
like
right.
Everyone,
this
was when I was a kid, right?
Yeah.
Not today, because now I'd be like, yeah, always.
I was just thinking how I was less emotional as a kid. I think
too.
I was more well-adjusted until I was about 10 or 11, probably.
I think so.
That was a pretty normal, happy, well-adjusted child.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I definitely cry more as an adult than as like a 10-year-old, probably.
I think I probably did, too.
I barely stopped crying enough to do this show.
If he's crying
like
right now.
More than
Peter's
week,
got tears streaming. He knows how to cry without letting it
push
come
it
out
back
now.
For an hour to do this show every so often.
And then when I leave, he says nothing. We pretend, we sound like we're friends when we're on the show. When I come in, he's already in here. We don't speak.
Right.
And when he turns it off, I just leave.
Yeah, I'm like, turn the lights off on your way out, please.
He doesn't say please.
No. Did you ever shoplift or otherwise take things that didn't belong to you?
No.
No. I don't really do that. Wasn't a shoplifter.
I was the
man.
Lookout once for my buddies to steal a porn mag at...
I did do that once.
But that's once, and I felt bad. I didn't want to get caught. From Walden Books in the mall.
Well, there is once or twice, but I felt horrible when I was caught.
That'd be me.
So that's probably me too, I guess.
I didn't even get caught, but I felt horrible. I was worried that,
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Did you have a close family growing up? Yes, somewhat no, or I only speak to those people when I need something.
Nice.
I'll say somewhat, because it was 50-50.
Right. Yeah, when you have a broken home like you did, and half of,
Ooh, now we're moving on to hypothetical questions.
You like these.
Try to imagine you're in the scenario described and pick the answer closest to your honest reaction.
I like this.
Someone you're close to is having a really bad day. How does this affect you? It makes me feel awful. I want to help her. I want to get away from her. God, she's dragging me down.
Wow.
Where it doesn't really affect me much. I mean, I guess this is like a girlfriend, right?
Yeah, I think
something
so.
Like that.
I assume.
I guess I feel like shit.
I love that they give you, I actually think that this is a good test because they give you the answer of you're a selfish dick, but not a psycho,
right.
Which is the Jesus, she's bringing me down, yeah. Which doesn't make you a psycho. It just makes you an asshole.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't really affect me, which I bet is the psycho, the answer.
I mean, that middle answer, I've felt that way before, honestly.
How often do you feel that way?
Most times.
Then give yourself
once
most
in a while.
Times.
Well, if it's like one of those things that, you know how you'll have those things, I mean, okay, when you're dating someone a long time, right. You have some of the same fights over and
yes.
over. And you also pick up on their patterns of like this thing upsets them over
that
and over.
That doesn't make you an asshole. I was just thinking of the situation you and I were talking about earlier. Good radio. No, but when somebody does something that they do it over and over with the same results, expecting something different, you're less sympathetic.
Right.
I don't think that makes you... Even if it makes you slightly an asshole, you're justified.
It's just like more that your tolerance is worn out, right?
That's exactly
right. Because you're like, listen, I rode the ride a couple times.
Right.
I don't want to ride the ride again.
If your first five times around this merry-go-round, you're sympathetic and trying to help,
yeah.
and then they want to ride it the sixth time,
yeah.
and you say, let's not ride it, and they're like, I'm going to ride it and fuck you, you don't need to. So, fuck these people. Let's go kill him, Pete.
Let's see. You have the opportunity to cheat on your taxes and there is no risk of getting
Ooh.
Caught. Do you do it? Absolutely.
Yes. That was an easy one.
I mean, the taxes thing is complicated because I feel like the government is just so corrupt.
Oh, absolutely. And so inefficient. I mean, all that money is going fucking either realistically in somebody else's pockets or, at best it's wasted.
Right.
So that is a complicated. I don't like that question.
Ooh, you find someone's wallet on the ground. It appears to be full of cash. Do you take it to the nearest police station so the owner can recover it, take the cash out of it, then take it to the nearest police station, accept it as a gift from the universe, take the cash, the credit cards, and the ID,
oh my gosh.
Commit identity fraud,
wow.
and laugh.
And laugh. Piss on the grave of the person who's, yeah. What would you do? Take the money or return it with money?
I mean, it's full of cash. So what are we talking? Like $500?
Yeah.
Because
it's got to be a
lot. Turn it in full.
Wow. You are a better person than me. I think
I'd be tempted.
I'd be, God, maybe I would just turn it in.
I mean, if I was
Jesus
real
Christ.
Broke at the time.
Right.
You know, if I found it in a low time.
I'd want somebody to do that for me.
Yeah.
This is a tough one because I've never lost a wallet with money.
Right.
If I had just lost a wallet and somebody had returned it without the money,
yeah.
and then this happened,
yeah.
ironically, or just horribly, I'd be more likely to take the money. If I just got screwed.
Well, mine went away, yep. so then this came.
Yep.
And,
but if somebody had returned mine recently or relatively recently with all the money, I'd be more likely to return theirs with the money too.
I'm upgrading you to a 2.3.
Right,
from a 2.2.
Because I'm selfish. Because I'm like, give me. Yeah, okay, keep going.
An attractive person of your preferred gender is extremely drunk and hitting on you. You know that this person wouldn't normally be interested in you.
That's mean. I mean, these questions
that
are getting
hurtful.
That would
be very cruel, yeah.
Yeah.
I flirt back and see if it'll get me somewhere. I gently turn the person down and ignore further advances. I turn the person down and ensure that they're... are going to be friends to protect this person until he or she sobers up. Call a cab if necessary. I mean, obviously,
that last one's a little much.
Yeah, that one's like too far.
Right.
I guess I'd probably turn them down and ignore advances.
Yeah.
Right.
Me too. I mean, because you wouldn't. That's just hurtful.
I'm assuming we're not at like a frat party,
right?
Where I think she's going to get raped.
No,
I mean,
I didn't gather that she's going to go out into the crime alley and get fucked by Joe Chill.
Crime alley. What were they thinking?
It wasn't called
Crime
Alley.
Take a shortcut
alley,
through Crime Alley.
It was called something different.
Why does an alley even have a name?
It didn't. That was the nickname.
But why would it ever have a name?
That's a fair question.
Yeah.
Because I think that's a good question. Because now that I think about it, you'd think that would be one alley on the like nice monument district.
Right.
But the entire thing is considered Crime Alley, right?
Right.
So, touche.
Crime Alley.
They had a movie theater in an alley.
I'm probably not going. Yeah,
Gotham's
like,
crazy.
Go out the side door into a dark alley.
Yeah,
were you robbed?
It wasn't even a side. Oh, I didn't like. Anyway, keep going.
Your boss asks for your opinion on an idea he had. It's a really awful idea, and you know your boss won't use it against you if you're honest, but he does like his ego to be stroked. I tell him it's a great idea.
Balls to be tickled.
I tell him it's an awful idea, or I tell him it's a great idea, and then make subtle suggestions that fix all of the problems with the proposal, all while telling him how brilliant he is.
I don't like that... I mean, all while telling him, they're making it an all or nothing.
Yeah,
I tell him it's terrible or I suck his dick. Well, I mean, can't it just be like, you know, that's not bad, but here's a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I'd have to go with that one because that's the closest.
Right.
But it's not good.
No,
it's not what I would do.
Not what I would do either.
I'd probably say it was a bad idea and then suggest improvements.
I would probably say it's an okay idea and then suggest improvements. And okay means bad. We all know that.
Let's see.
You're just okay with me, buddy.
A friend has asked you to see him and his band at a local bar.
Pete, me, and the Ninja Turtles are playing.
Alec and the Turtles.
Would you please come watch us play?
I would.
Okay, awesome.
You're not really into the music. Uh-oh, what kind of music is
What's
Alec
the kind
and
of
the
music
Turtles?
That you're least into? Country? Polka? No, you like sad country.
Like European metal, maybe?
Yeah, like screamo. Just terrible, like... Whoa, 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 whoa. So that's what we're...
That's what...
Alec and the Turtles.
You wouldn't think with a name
Teenage
like that. let's see. There's nothing to be gained by going except to make your friend happy. I go anyway. He invited me after all. I wish him luck, but explain that it just really isn't my thing. Or I make up an exciting lie.
An exciting lie.
Big news. Going to Hong Kong that exact day. What day is the concert
I'll
again?
I'll be back the next day, though.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a very short trip.
I'll be right back.
I'm taking the red eye.
I'm going to there. I'm not actually staying in there.
I'm flying
just going
over.
There.
Yeah. Which one would you do?
I would go.
Nice. Good answer.
I mean, if it's like a one-time thing, if it was every week, eventually I'd have to start saying Hong
That's
Kong.
That's absolutely fine.
Okay, these are have you ever questions.
Okay.
Heard voices or seen things that weren't really there while not under the influence of drugs. And these go from often, sometimes, rarely, never. All That's
right.
a never.
All right, good.
Have you ever been told you have a great poker face? No, not really.
That's another hilarious. What if you play poker and you have a great poker face? Does that make you a psycho?
I don't know.
I don't
know what that
maybe.
Means.
Okay.
Have you ever purposely gone over the speed limit? Yes.
Yeah, of course. Is that you said it's often or sometimes?
I'm gonna say sometimes. I wouldn't say always consistently,
but
have you ever broken into a building that you did not have legal right to enter?
Ooh,
have
we done that?
I've gone into a building that I wasn't supposed to be in.
When? Which one?
I went into a mausoleum in Portland that I wasn't supposed to go into.
How do you know you weren't supposed to go into it?
It's only supposed to be like family.
Oh, but you went in anyway?
I did
Good
go
for
in.
You. So that's sometimes?
I'm doing sometimes.
Yep. Have I ever got into
you
a building?
Gone
I
into a building
to?
You weren't supposed to. I don't know.
No, I don't know either.
Probably not,
no,
right?
No, I don't mean, think so.
It's a very specific question.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever broken into anywhere.
I climbed on the roof of a building one time.
My work?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess I've done plenty of shit. I've done a ton of shit I shouldn't have at my ex. I don't want to go too in-depth on this one, but yeah.
Fair
I mean,
enough.
I'm sure I have like 8 other times on other podcasts, but anyway, my point is that specific question is never for me. So keep going.
Have you ever threatened suicide to control someone else? No, I have not. Does my own self count? Ooh, have you ever tortured animals?
Have you?
As a young boy, I would do crazy shit to like insects. Slugs,
I don't,
mostly.
That's borderline.
All right. I'll say sometimes. I'll say rarely.
Rarely. Yeah, don't do sometimes.
Because it was never, I never got to the level of like.
Did you chop their eye stalks off?
They don't even have eye stalks.
Oh. Ugh, slugs are gross. What did you do?
Let's see. I mean, I would smash them with a mallet.
Didn't your mom ask you to?
Well, she asked me to dispose of them.
She's
created a monster.
Because
they're bad for the garden. And I did. I remember I tried to put one on a dartboard to throw darts
at
it.
Okay, that's a little rarely.
Real James Bondy.
That's a little fucked up. That's funny.
It's weird because like slugs are the most, they're animal, but they're not really animal-ish.
Yeah.
Like here's the thing. If someone had told me that I could do the same thing to a squirrel, I don't think I would have gone for it.
Maybe I just love slugs more than you, but I'm giving, for me,
I'm doing a rarely.
I was stealing the money and you put upgraded me. I'm upgrading you a little bit.
I'm doing a rarely.
For killing slugs. In like vicious ways. If your mom was like, kill these, and you just salted them.
One time I tried to run over a grasshopper with a toy train. Like, you know how in the cartoons they would tie a lady to the train?
That's kind of funny, actually.
Did not work.
No.
It derailed the train.
Oh, did it? Yeah. You learned something that day.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. The grasshopper's outside shell is stronger than a toy train. Yeah,
nice.
It turns out.
And then did you smash it after?
I don't even remember.
That's good that you just might have just let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Let's see. Manipulated others into doing things they wouldn't normally do.
I used to try to talk girls into doing things with me when I was young that they probably didn't. I probably was like, just touch it.
Just,
I mean,
come on.
I don't know. I don't mean to the point where I was like rapey.
Yeah.
But I'm sure it was desperate and sad. I mean, it was so, but
sad and desperately. I'm going to put never.
You're not a manipulator.
Stolen? No.
No.
Use drugs, alcohol, or coercion to get someone into bed? No.
That would be.
I probably should.
Probably have well, which one is it? Is it all three?
It's an or.
Drugs, well, which alcohol, one? No, I'm asking you. Which one should you use?
I mean, I'm not real good at drugs. I don't really know anything about drugs. No. That would be a mistake.
The one time you tried to like eat pot, you had a horrible time.
Yeah, so, that was bad.
Alcohol, you're pretty proficient at. I would call you more than a novice.
I would say it would be more likely that somebody could manipulate me on alcohol than I could ply someone with alcohol.
Well, and what about, I mean, coercion, we just talked about how like I might have tried that when I was 16.
Yeah.
But does that, it doesn't, drugs and alcohol probably work better and they make you more of like a monster.
Crazy
coercion
person.
Is just please.
Yeah.
And then if it doesn't work, that doesn't really...
I guess to be drug and alcohol level coercion, it seems like it has to be a little stronger, right?
So.
Than pestering.
Yeah. Then like, hey.
Come on.
Come on.
And then it...
Yeah.
I don't know. Coercion to me seems more like, well, if you do this for me, then we can remain boyfriend and girlfriend or something like that, right?
I blackmail almost or something.
Let's see. Lied in order to get something. Lies to spare feelings don't count.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Your track record from my perspective has been pretty non-lie.
Let's see. Oh boy. Have you ever believed that you have special abilities or a destiny outside of the normal human realm?
What? If the answer is yes, then that doesn't make you a psycho. That just makes you like a positive idiot, doesn't it?
Ooh, yeah. Like, that's pretty crazy.
I know. I always thought
if I found a magic harp.
Well, okay, so the correct non-psychotic answer to this is no, we're all here because we're lucky, we're all going to fucking die, and we're all just rotting flesh in the ground.
Right.
But the wrong answer, which makes you a psycho, is yes, I'm here to spread love.
Yeah.
I mean, like, this seems very
oddly...
Pretty
black and white.
Well, I just mean, like... So Jesus was a psychopath then? I mean, I'm not saying whether or not you and I consider. I just mean like, anyway, that's hilarious.
Let's see. Have you ever loved someone so much that you would do anything for him or her? And that's yes, no, or anything within reason.
Anything within reason sounds a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I
don't think I've ever loved someone so much that I would like, let's say,
murder
if they came to
else.
My house with a body in the trunk and they're like, we got to hide this in the woods. I'd be like,
I couldn't do it either.
I can't help you with that.
I couldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't do that.
I think I have to make a phone call.
Seriously.
I love you, but what the fuck?
I know. I wouldn't be able to do that for Sarah, for you, or for my family.
Yeah.
Like if my dad was like, listen, I killed someone. Fucking, I need your help. I'd be like, I don't think I can help you, man.
Yeah,
like,
No. I've done a lot of things,
right?
But I've never really done a lot of things that I would consider bad things.
For like friends?
I mean? Yeah.
No, I do know it. Listen, I know that the things that you helped me through my real alcoholic times.
Sure.
Taking care of disappearing some items that I needed you to disappear after they were damaged because of some decisions I made. Probably some of the worst stuff you've done.
Yeah.
I don't think that's even like, that was nice of you. I still appreciate it and remember it. But I don't think that you've ever done anything like horrid for others.
No. I mean, it's never been even. Yeah. No.
No one's ever asked me. I mean,
yeah, no one's really asked me to do
the hardest I've ever
crazy.
Had was to spare feelings or to help someone else by omitting truths from yeah. others, which I'm not willing to do.
No.
You know, well, usually, I mean, let's put it, you know, but
someone
yeah.
always does a little, right?
Well, that's the hard thing of like, well, okay, keep going.
Have you ever had a deep emotional connection with a sex partner? Almost always, rarely, never, or I'm a virgin.
Poor virgins. Have you ever had a deep...
I mean, I think that's probably an almost always
good.
For me. The opposite question would be worse for me.
What's
have
the opposite question?
Have you ever had sex with someone who you have not had an emotional connection with?
You have you?
I mean? I don't think so.
I haven't either.
But see, I've never had sex with somebody who I've not...
been dating?
Yeah. I don't think I've ever had sex within like the first month.
I have fucked friends that I never dated,
yeah.
but I liked them. They right. were my friends. I mean, I would right. say that I had... Like, seriously, there's a few people off the top of my head that I've banged that never were a girlfriend,
right.
never were going to be a girlfriend,
right.
but nice, good people.
I still had an emotional connection.
I still
connection.
Think I had an emotional connection. I've never one night stand stood it.
Right.
What's the past tense of one night stand?
Standed.
One night standed.
One night stand in the...
So, all right.
Let's see. Set long-term goals and followed through with them. Often, sometimes, rarely, or never? I mean...
Some of your
I
well,
guess so,
you have
right? yeah.
You got to at least sometimes.
Pretty good at that.
I was gonna say you're in fucking magnificent physical shape, like you know you write a lot, and you're not one of those people who's like, I'm a writer, but I don't have time to write.
I know. You know what's hard about that? Because like if people ask like, so what have you been up to?
Right.
And I'm just like, I don't know. I don't really want to talk about that.
With the writing, you mean?
Yeah.
Because it's weird to yeah. be like, I'm writing.
Then they're like, what do you write about?
Yeah,
and
I can
people,
see that.
I think most people expect you to say something like, well, it's about a young elf.
They want the novel.
Who,
they
yeah.
want or they want this the synopsis.
Yeah.
the what is it or, called you know, when it's on the leaf of the...
The little summary.
Yeah, on the side of whatever that's
yeah.
called. Yeah.
Yeah, the... well, have you ever felt disenfranchised? This is the story of a man who finished his graduate degree and feels adrift in the world. You know, he's married, but he's not happy.
Oh, you're taking poetic license.
Echoing the words of Richard Yates.
is Oh, God.
something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I mean, can see that.
And
no.
so, yeah, when people are like, what are you up to? I'm like, nothing.
Yeah, I can I respect that. Well, listen, for me, it's, well, I started judging HeroClix because I'm a 30-year-old man. I mean, it's really tough when you're like...
That's true.
I genuinely enjoy it, but Jesus Christ, man, telling people that you're a judge and they're like, what does that entail? And you're like, like, I don't know.
It's
I should
weird.
Just not tell people. It is weird.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Well, and also, though, I feel a little bit like, hey, man, spend 5 minutes on Facebook.
Right. Like see what I
give
do.
Give me a freaking
yeah.
break here.
One, two, it's easier to tell them now than when I was like 16. I didn't.
That's true.
It was so fucking embarrassed to tell people I read comics. Now I wear the fucking shirts
yeah.
and the boxers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck that. It's my
yeah,
thing
cares?
Now. I don't care. You're right. We're 30.
Yeah.
Who gives two shits?
Yeah. You'd think it'd be worse, but it's actually much better.
It is. It's
to be
300 times
things.
Better. Yeah. So. All right. Are you psycho?
Committed a felony. Never. I don't think I've ever done
You've
felony.
Never committed a felony, I don't think.
God. Been diagnosed with a mental disorder characterized by delusions? No.
So you have schizophrenia.
Felt deeply guilty or shamed by your own actions. Sure, of course.
That was, I would
always.
I would go sometimes to always.
Yeah.
Mine's not even rarely.
Oh, there, I'm finished.
Okay.
Let's see what they say. Oh, God damn it. I have to do my gender. And my birthday will
oh,
be January 1st, 1996.
Nice.
Are you single? Yes, I am, by the way. Thanks for asking. I scored 70% empathetic, 5% delusional, 86% sociable, and 59% law-abiding. You don't have any gross defects of character at all.
at all.
You might have your problems, okay, but for the most part, okay. you're simply a normal person and most definitely not a psychopath in any way.
Well, that's good.
This gave a much more specific answer.
Right, like at all. I love that you're 5% delusional. I wonder what that came from of those questions.
I don't know.
Because you said never, or did you say sometimes thinking that you were here for a special reason?
No, God, no.
Okay, me neither.
Because that's
so far
bizarre,
from how you
yeah,
feel.
No, that's the opposite.
I mean, isn't that why life is when you think too hard, isn't that one of the main reasons you get sad?
Yes.
When you're like, what am I fucking doing?
Yes.
Like, that's why I get sad.
I have much more the opposite problem of thinking I'm special. It's more just like, what the hell difference does it make if all of my cells die today as opposed to like 50 years from now? It makes no difference whatsoever. What am I even doing? Who cares?
We care. Your friends care.
I mean, you do now, but you'll die the same day.
Wait, I'll die the same day?
Yeah, if I die today or 50 years from now,
right,
you'll probably still die the same day, regardless.
Oh, I thought you were telling me when you die, I'll die the same day.
I'll follow you into the dark, Alec.
Like, what the fuck? Well, because you were so emphatic about it, I didn't think you were trying to be funny. But you're like, well, what does it matter? You'll die the same day. And I'm like, what the fuck?
You know, you and me on our death day. I'm just going in on the same day.
And that was even better when you were like, tomorrow or 50 years from now, you'll die the same day. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Anyway. Yeah, so I want to die the same day as my friend. Is that weird? I'm sorry if that's weird. I'm sorry if I made you uncomfortable saying that I want to die the same day as you and that I hope we go into, you know, forever together. Sorry, that's weird.
It's not weird at all.
I didn't mean to get weird on you.
It's flattering.
Yeah.
It's a little bit creepy, but it's flattering.
Pretty nice. Pretty nice thing to say about a man.
Well,
that'll probably do us for today, I think.
That was fun. So we've discovered neither of us are psychos, really.
No, unfortunately.
I'm a little bit criminal, and you tortured slugs.
Yeah, I tortured slugs. Yeah. But I gave up my torturing. I shot the cat with rubber bands.
I threw my cat off, like, to see if it would land on its feet from, like, the carpeted balcony to the carpeted floor.
Yeah.
I don't think... Sometimes you just gotta experiment.
Like, I couldn't do anything, like, imagining something like, you know, taking a big pair of shears and cutting off a cat's paw.
Oh, my God. Like, I mean, I read people would, like, cut cats' whiskers off
because
then they couldn't. That's fucked up to me.
Like, yeah, because they couldn't navigate.
Yeah.
They'd get dizzy
like,
or something.
Like, that's not.
Yeah.
I'm not a cruel.
Anything like that.
Sometimes when my cat scratches me and it fucking hurts real bad, I'll push it off angrily, like, without care if it, like, you know, if I'm pushing too hard. That's as far as I go.
Yeah.
It's not even actively trying to hurt. It's just like, hey, my pain matters more than you.
I think that's okay.
All right.
Well, he scratched you.
It hurts.
Yeah.
Deep.
Yeah.
Because it stings. Fucking cat scratch.
Yeah. I heard it's because they lick their claws and then the bacteria is on their claws and that's why it like burns.
I've read that, cat bacteria is like really, it's full of shit that breaks down enzymes and fucks you up real bad. And dog spit is almost innocuous.
Right.
So that's why, like, you know, a dog bite doesn't, a small dog bite doesn't hurt. A small cat bite or scratch hurts real bad.
Yeah.
So,
cats
also, pee? Not that bad for you.
Yeah.
But poop, full of bad.
Poop is bad.
So
pee is fine.
Cat scratch or cat spit
saliva.
And poop?
Yeah.
Thank you, saliva. Big word, pee. $7 word of the day. Yeah. But pee and dog spit, it's fine.
Now we know which liquids to mix. Go ahead and just mix your poop and your cat spit together and then your dog spit and your pee and put that in the fridge for later.
Well, throw away the poop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying save it separate.
All right, good. Yeah.
Assuming label. That you can't throw it away, let's just pretend.
You got to really label them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Make sure you don't
these
mix
books
them.
Behind me are all hollow and full of feces and dogs and cat spit.
That doesn't make you psychotic.
No.
Does it?
I don't know. They were dead. I found them dead. I didn't kill them. I just like to experiment on their corpses.
Is our tombstones going to be near, like, next to each other? Because we're dying on the same day, so are we going to be buried next to each other?
I thought maybe that would be good. I wanted them to bury us so, you know, like, your tombstone would be on the one side.
Right.
So, like, we'd be head to toe, so it's not gay.
Okay.
I don't want people, you know, you go through a graveyard, and it's always like a couple of guys buried next to each other.
You're like, look at those. Yeah. Well, I was going to give the eulogy.
Buried the same direction as another man.
Probably sucking his dick in the afterlife. I thought Ian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
You want to do that?
Your eulogy?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, we can try.
course you do. Let me pull up some sad.
All right. Yeah, I need. Okay. All right. I got to try to think of an anecdote. I want to keep it light but serious. Like, I don't want to. It's not a game. You're dead. You're fucking dead.
It's not funny.
No. Okay. But all right. All right. We're here to honor the memory of Peter. Peter David Dirk. What can we say about Peter? So full of vim and vigor. When you're laughing and you're coughing, it's going to be harder. He was... Some might say he felt too deeply. I say, if we were all so lucky to be able to feel that deeply. A true friend. Maybe not the greatest son. He didn't call his mom.
Let's just be clear. Let's do an honest portrait. Not perfect.
Willing to lie to spare your feelings. He came to Alec and the Turtles shows for 2 months before he started lying. He lent me $200 once when I really needed it, even though he really couldn't spare it. I don't. Maybe Ian would do better. I don't know. This is harder than I thought.
You know what I think you got to do? I always thought this would be a great move. Like, if you're supposed to do a funeral,
right,
or a wedding toast or something,
right?
Just fucking, if you don't have anything when you go up there and you're like, oh shit, just pretend you're getting choked up and can't finish.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone will be like, that was beautiful.
Here's the thing, buddy. If I was actually giving your eulogy, probably get choked up and not have to pretend.
Oh, yeah.
Probably not have to be like, think of something sad. Think of something sad. Picture them in their underwear.
Yeah, like Googling, like, how do actors make themselves cry? I don't want this to come off, like, too sad.
Right. I don't want to be a... who's the chick that chopped her hair off and then she was in Les Mis?
Oh, Natalie Portman?
No, it wasn't Natalie Portman. It was...
I was thinking of V for Vendetta.
If you're not the best person to ask for, like, actor. I definitely want to be the Liam Neeson.
Does that mean V for Vendetta?
No.
Is that the same movie? It seems similar. It's like UK stuff.
If I was like Liam Neeson, I could just be like, I don't care why Peter died. Wait, no. What does he say? Yeah. If you let Peter go right now, God, I won't come after you. I won't ask any questions. But if you don't bring him back to life, I will find you and I will kill you.
That would be awesome. That would be the best day.
And I'd be like, oh, hi, I'm. Good night, everybody.
It'd be so bizarre.
Like, but like super serious. Time, yeah. Yeah,
like, I'll find you.
And I will kill you.
God.
How would you do my eulogy?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah, because I just got to go.
Yeah.
See, this is hard. You got to. I'm dead. I'm fucking lying in that fucking thing. Closed casket because I went bad.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for coming today. What's to say at a time like this? Who's to say it? I'm sorry. I can't continue.
Cop out. Cop out.
Well, Alex dead, huh? I suppose we all read the paper. Accident. The motorcycle accident. He got real involved with the Rough Riders. Who was that chick with the paw prints on her boobs? Eve. And not Ja Rule, not DMX. I think it was those DMX albums that really pushed him over the edge. But I'm not here to put blame on breast tattoos and 90s rappers. I'm here to celebrate a life. He's a dear friend in a lot of ways. You know, we talked about what he was doing with his facial hair from time to time. I was a trusted advisor in that realm, even though I didn't have the facial hair myself.
You can still have an opinion on facial hair. You don't have breasts, but you still have an opinion on what's nice set of breasts.
Yeah, but I may be very wrong. We both agreed on what breasts should look like, I think.
Mm-hmm. Big. Not too big.
No, too big.
Sorry, I shouldn't be interjecting. I'm really fucking up this eulogy.
Like, they're too big, which is perfect, which means not big enough then.
They should be even bigger.
You know, one of my favorite things was to hit on a lady who had size double D or larger and be like, listen, if you're ready to upgrade, we could make this work. If you're ready to step up to the pros.
If you want to take this shit seriously, if you want to stop fucking around, wait, yeah. What do they call it when you're like, not amateur, but goddamn it.
AAA.
No, like when you're real, not amateur hour, motherfucker. When you really want to insult somebody and you call them,
semi-pro.
Doesn't matter.
Point is, babe, if you want to, you know, if you want people to stop mistaking you with those double D's for a young boy.
You don't want to look like an Asian, 11-year-old Asian
Let's
boy.
Throw a couple implants in there.
When does Sarah cut you off?
I mean, I would hope by now. When I start vomiting because I've been drinking so much. I would like to end this with a vomit just to express how much I had to drink in order to even show my face here today.
Does the wife usually give it, or is it the best friend, or does it just depend?
I have no idea.
Do you and Colin both give a eulogy, or do you choose beforehand?
I don't know.
I mean, he got to officiate my wedding. Shouldn't you get to officiate
Yeah.
It's not fair otherwise.
Like, hey, fucker, you got to do the wedding.
You're a little bit more familiar with unhappy feelings and death and sadness.
That's true.
You got this better.
That's true. I'm less happy.
Yeah.
So if that's what you're going for in your funeral, I think I'm the right choice.
Well, I just want somebody that understands that I'm dead. I want people to be sad.
Let's be clear. He's fucking dead.
Yeah, he's not coming
Never
back.
Never coming back. No. Any memory you have of him is in your mind.
It's going to fade.
And it's going to go away. Yep. It's going to be altered by all your future experiences. Basically, anything about him is gone.
Yeah. He might as well have never been here.
We'd be better off.
From this day forward.
At this point.
Yeah. That was good.
Have you ever thought about that? How maybe you'd be better off having never met somebody? Because then they just die eventually. And then you have to live without them instead of never living with them.
My sister bursts into fucking tears.
And I'm like, sister, cousin, see me after the funeral? There's an
Your equal attractiveness?
I'd like Alex's sister and any other relation of equal attractiveness to approach the stage. Is it a stage? Approach the coffin this time. Let's just line everyone up by attractiveness. Let's all agree. And we'll work our way through the crowd that
Good.
Way.
Good. You've done it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for dying.
My pleasure.
Wouldn't have been possible, you know, if you'd stayed alive too much longer.
Well, you know.
All right. Do you want to do one more eulogy for our friend Val?
Yes. Oh, my God, yes. Okay. All right. Do I get to go
first? This is the Valerie song. Yeah, you go ahead. And
Val. Hello, everyone. Thank you for coming. Val's attractive sister. Val's slightly less attractive, but still attractive sister. Val's mom, who looks too much like my mom for me to find attractive one way or the other. Val's grandma, who has half an asshole. Val's dad, who I've heard very many confusing mixed things about. Overall, I think you're a nice guy. I think you seem to run a lot. Val, I feel like you might have succeeded at not overstaying your welcome. So, my memories of you are myriad. They're varied. You spit on my floor. You know, you and Pete. I'm glad he met you at that Starbucks, I think. I don't know. I don't remember. You're a good person. I think overall, you were happy with your life. It's too bad that you took it at the end. But you'll be missed. We'll always remember you. There are 18 or 19 more people here than would have been here 4 or 5 years ago. You got much better with people. You really grew. We saw you become the successful, sociable woman that you ended up. I don't know. I don't think I have anything. This is getting hard for me. I'm getting choked up. I think I need to ask Peter to take over for me.
Thank you so much. Hey, guys. Well, that was touching, huh?
She was my second wife.
Yeah. Wouldn't want to forget that so you could have a fight later. Boy. Well, we're all in some grief, huh? After Val died the way she did. What are we going to do without Val, you know? It's never going to be the same. Not to say worse necessarily, but not the same. We know that for sure. Better or worse is hard to say. There's a lot of other factors besides one person. I mean, it might be worse, though, probably. I'll make my effort to make life worse for everyone in honor of Val and her passing into, you know, outer darkness. You know, I'll never forget the time that I told Val that if she died, I'd like her stuff. And she was really mad. But unlike the rest of you, I had the guts to tell her, and therefore I think I deserve her stuff. I also cut off her hair to keep in a bag. I hope no one thinks that's weird. I tried to save other parts of her too. We're not going to talk about it, but they didn't keep. Turns out you can't just put something in a bag. Somehow there's bacteria in there already. I don't really know much about science, but you can't cut off, say, someone's, you know, arm from the shoulder and replace it with a broom handle in the coffin and then keep it for yourself in a bag. You can't do that. One can't do that.
Sarah hasn't discovered mobile.com.
There's a brief commercial.
Of her smartphone time taking pictures of her cat.
She didn't actually spring for a DJ. I just have Pandora at the funeral. So bear with me. And heard.
You are so beautiful. Hold right there.
I mean, not inappropriate. Val really likes cats.
Use your smartphone smarter and try one of the hundreds of thousands of titles at audible.com and Amazon company.
You can get a free audiobook from Audible.
audible.com/Spotify.
Put in the offer code Val's Funeral.
It just seems to taste so good.
Dot com.
Maybe it's because it's just a dollar.
Also, I guess McDonald's. She didn't really like McDonald's, I don't think. I don't know. It would have been fun. You know, I'll miss the opportunity to try and make Val eat like a McRib. I think it would have been interesting to watch her try to eat a McRib. You know, it was a lot of fun to watch Val things do that she didn't want to do.
Most things.
Yeah. Which was most things. Yeah. So it worked out pretty good. But we'll never see it again. Anyway, I think I've done my time. Has it been 3 minutes? I'm getting the light.
Enjoy the after party.
So one of Val's sisters and one cousin, as is the custom in funerals, please meet me in the back area.
I get the other sister.
Yeah, okay. Fair enough. That was good.
That was we're going to miss Val the most.
Yeah.
I know. I feel
Val
like
will miss you the most.
Yeah. That was good.
Well, hey, if any of you out there want a eulogy,
yeah,
go ahead and just email or let me know. To be happy to
eulogize the shit out of
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and then put it on other people to eulogize you as well. Even if they don't know you, it'll be fine.
That would be
I'll just
fun.
Show them a picture. They'll make fun of your appearance.
Next time, that'll be fun for everyone. Next time we pod, we need to do one for Ian. Not this yeah. time. Ian, you can look next forward time. To that next time I'm on with Pete.
We can prepare them
fuck yeah.
ahead of time that way.
It's going to involve magic cards.
Oh, God.
You got tapped really... for the final time.
His mana pool finally ran out. For the final.
His life value went to zero.
That's right. With nothing, with no lands left to turn sideways.
Sad, sad day.
He will be sideways in the land.
Every card
last.
Is black today.
I play this I just, final card.
I just shot my load. Ian, you just got your eulogy. Sorry.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And we'll see the rest of you next time. Nothing like another soul that's been caught up the same.